I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Thursday evening at St. Mary of the Woods College, A Sense of Wonder, The Life of Rachel Carson. It's a one-woman show by our guest, Kyalani Lee. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Now, this is an anniversary year for Rachel Carson.
Yes, she was born 100 years ago, May 2007. It's been a very big year, yeah, all over the world.
Now, you're a veteran actor with theater and film and television roles. What sparked your interest in Rachel Carson and her work?
I'm in love with the natural world. I grew up in the country, and it's my church, my cradle, and my husband is an environmental attorney, and he came home about 20 years ago with the first stories of global warming, cloning, genetic engineering, things that were way off the average citizen's radar screen. They weren't in the papers anywhere. We were busy recycling, composting, teaching our kids about the fairies under the toadstools, and I realized that in our highly mechanized technological society that we were going to be moving so fast towards new systems and structures that the average person had no concept of, and technology was going to move us into new ways of doing things and create possible problems as well as solutions that we weren't even going to have a say. There was no philosophical forum. There was no debate. There was no legal language. And I thought, we have to do more. I need to do more than take care of my own little family, my own little microcosm. Or things could alter. I had a very similar take as Carson. As she felt after we dropped the nuclear bomb. She said, I was very naive. I thought that the skies, the soils, the oceans had the ability to absorb man's errors. And now I finally understand that we have the ability to alter the world as we know it and possibly to destroy it. And it changed the course of her writing. It changed the style of her writing, and she became much more of an advocate. Something on a much smaller scale happened to me, and I realized I had to do more than take care of my family. And that each of us who find such solace in nature had to find a voice and speak up. I knew I needed to do more than just be on Law and Order or do. And I looked for playwrights who could write something about this because theater was my medium. People were interested, but it was way down on the list of what they wanted to work on. And I finally found an old friend, Wally Shawn, who said, if you ever do anything on Carson, you should speak to my father. And he advised me to write William Shawn. His dad was the head of the New Yorker. And William Shawn said he'd like to talk to me about it. And after much talking, he eventually suggested that I write this. And I'd never planned on writing a play. And he said that he would edit if I could give up my night job. I was doing a play off Broadway at the time. And I set to work on it. I'd already collected all of this information. I had already interviewed people. I had, you know, trying to find some substance and to pass on to a real playwright. And I set out to do it on my own. It took me years. Years, because I didn't know what I was doing. But I'm delighted that I did it, and it's been an unbelievable journey. I started 18 years ago. A great deal of the play is her words. And so her story is one of such courage that it's inspirational, and it gives people in the audience a sense that we each have the ability to make a difference.
We've been talking with Kyalani Lee. She'll present A Sense of Wonder on the Life of Rachel Carson Thursday night at St. Mary of the Woods College at 7 o'clock. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.